Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Steve Judson this morning. He's an upper cervical chiropractor who specializes in mental health, human potential, and raising healthy families. And you're raising a healthy family of your own. Tell me, you've got a bunch of kids. How many? Yeah. Five?
Five kids. You know, if you ask my kids, they'll tell you we have six because we lost a baby. My wife was 30 weeks pregnant. Her name's Lily. And we just had this discussion the other day, and my kids are incredible, man. Like, I freaking love my kids. And they actually said, Dad, we actually have eight kids because my wife had three miscarriages.
Oh.
And, you know, here I am standing, you know, you think, like, I should be sad, but I'm standing with five kids just talking about their siblings that, you know, they never met, but they're recognizing the life of them. I was like, wow, I walked away from that conversation like, wow, that's pretty incredible.
You raised some incredible kids.
You know, these kids, let me tell you, these kids are awesome. And, you know, when you raise them to be, the term we use is to live clear, and they're connected to their source, connected to their innate power, connected to their own thought process, to think for themselves, to live clear, not to rely on drugs and outside things to make them better, and to think for themselves. And you wonder if it's working, and then you stand around and have discussions like that, and we're talking about Lily, where, you know, my experience with Lily, I'll be honest with you, almost ruined my career. Like, you know, here I was for years serving humanity and loving on people and watching them heal, and I had to stand over my wife in a hospital and deliver a dead baby at 30 weeks and then hold that baby. I wanted to kill somebody. Literally. And listen, you're out of Massachusetts, so have you ever heard of Dick Hoyt?
No.
Dick Hoyt is an amazing man. Go on YouTube and type in Team Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, I Can Only Imagine, and watch the video of him running an Ironman. And an Ironman, you have to swim 120 miles, and he does it pulling his son, who's got palsy. His son had a birth trauma. He's pulling his son in the boat, and then he has to get out and, he's got to swim. I'm sorry. I think it's like, I forget how many miles. It's like 2 miles or something swimming with him in a boat. And then it's a 110-mile bike ride with him on the front of the bike. And then it's a 26.2-mile run pushing his son in a special wheelchair. And, you know, the night before we lost Lily, I woke up and I was having a nightmare. And here's how God works. I had a nightmare, and I jumped up in bed at 3 a.m. and I was yelling, and my wife was awake, and she said, what are you doing? I said, I just had a dream. I was with Dick Hoyt. It was the weirdest dream. And the dream was I was with Dick Hoyt helping him at an event, and I went back to his apartment, and I saw a little boy in a doorway, and I said, is that your son? And he said, no. And then three guys came running out with baseball bats and started attacking me. And that's what woke me up. And the next morning, when I went back to sleep, woke up, my wife said, something's not right. I don't feel right. So we went to the doctor's office, and they immediately sent us to the hospital, and we found out we lost the baby. And my wife was absolutely amazing during this process. And part of the healing process is we had to deliver the baby, and they want you to hold the baby. And I was a vegetable, and I was mad. I was mad at God. I was pissed off. I'm, like, trying to live this lifestyle. I'm trying to save the world. And I couldn't help my own kid. So 2 weeks later, we're going to the airport to go on vacation for Christmas. And we get to the airport, and they don't have my ticket registered. So they basically had no seat for me. My wife and kids get on the plane. My daughter looks over her shoulder as she's going through security crying. My heart drops. So I go back to the ticket counter, and I start yelling. And a state trooper comes up and hits me on the back to calm me down. I hit him. There's a little melee, and I explain to him, I'm sorry, this is what's going on. Long story short, they get me on a flight the next morning, a 6 a.m. flight. So I go out as a big boy, and I go out and drink a little too much, and I wanted to just get into a bar fight and be stupid and be young again, and God said no. So I show up at the airport the next morning, and I go to get a cup of coffee, and who do I walk into? Dick Hoyt.
No way.
In the airport. And I share this. I don't know why I'm sharing this. This just came up because, you know, God has ways of just showing you signs and miracles of life. And to have that dream and want to just walk away from everything. Like, I just wanted to sell everything and move to the woods and feel sorry for myself. And God said, we can't do that, pal. We've got a mission. We've got a message to share with the world. And I'm going to give you this moment to let you know that I'm watching you. And Dick Hoyt walks up next to me in the airport. Now, since then, I've run into him three or four times in different locations. One of the funny things is, you'll enjoy this, my daughter was doing a pageant at a hotel, and here comes Dick Hoyt walking down the hall. So my entire family took a picture with him because my kids know about him. And it's just to share the presence of life. And that's what chiropractic is. It's a principle of life that no matter what happens in life, you will adapt, you'll heal. You have life, as long as you have life in your body and there's love in your heart and there's forgiveness and there's a space for healing, no matter what you're going through, you'll heal. Mm-hmm. Period.
Wow.
So I think someone needed to hear that. I don't know where that came from, girl. We're talking about my kids.
It was meant to be shared. What a blessing. Wow.
Mama mia.
Great story. So I was going to ask you, like, what it's like to be a chiropractor raising kids, because we do think so differently. And the actions we take as we raise our kids are sometimes outside of the norm.
Right. You know, it's funny that we have to label ourselves, right? You know, a chiropractor raising a kid, you know, what about a man who sees a principle of life? Because if we break down the word, because people will hear the word chiropractic and all of a sudden different things may come to their mind depending on stories and situations they may have been in, that right away opens an area of their brain that they're either listening or they're not. Mm-hmm. Instead of if people just step back and they look at the principles that we learn as chiropractors. When we go to school and we start learning our philosophy and studying intelligence, how smart the universe is, how smart we are from the inside out. Like, how does your liver have 164 functions? How does it know how to do that? And I think when we have these discussions with lay people, their eyes open up and they say that makes a lot of sense,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not necessarily like a chiropractor raising children, but a man who believes in a principle of life that I want to share with my kids. So no matter what decisions they have to make in life, they have to first look within. Whether it's do I make a left-hand turn or a right? You'll get a gut feeling. Do I mm-hmm. take a medicine or not? Do I smoke the dope or not? Because what's the outcome and how's it going to affect my way of life and who I am as a person? You know, one time I spoke with Wayne Dyer. Do you know who Wayne Dyer is?
Mm-hmm.
And Kylie was maybe a year old. And I say, Wayne, you know, you're always this positive, happy-go-lucky guy. I said, do you ever get mad? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I just call it my cave time where I just go get quiet. And I said, well, with all this stuff you do, what's the biggest thing you could teach me with raising children? He said, you know, Steve, we're raised to try to make our parents proud of us. That, you know, if we do something well, our parents will always say, I'm proud of you. Well, we're setting our kids up for failure because now they're trying to make people outside of them proud. And he said, the biggest thing you want to tell your kids is you should be proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I tell my patients the same thing, the ones who stick to their care and they keep showing up. When I tell, you know, a 36-year-old young man, you should be proud of yourself, pal. You're showing up and look at the changes and they light up. It's like having a little kid because when they look within and they can honor themselves from within and be proud of themselves as a human being and their expression of life, they're going to make better decisions. So I choose to believe with my kids, I'm just trying to show them a way. You know, Kylie's off in college now and I'm like, anything could happen. Dad, you know, she's 1,000 miles away in Florida at University of Tampa. Anything could happen. She's going to make choices. I said, honey, just make smart choices. Like, my job isn't done, but I've laid the foundation. By the grace of God, she's done well. So I choose to believe that I'm teaching them principles that I studied and learned, and it's opened my brain to possibility by studying this thing called chiropractic, which now is an avenue when Kylie's at school and she's having a tough week, et cetera. She goes and gets adjusted every single Wednesday. She found a chiropractor. She arranged it where the CA from the office goes and picks her up. They have lunch. They go get adjusted. They hang out. She's become friends with the family. The guy's an absolutely amazing, amazing human being. His name's Jason Cherry down at by University of Tampa. And he's taking care of my baby. And Kylie knows I need to go get checked. And she has an outstanding appointment every Wednesday. She shows up. And then here's an 18-year-old young woman making that decision on her own. I didn't tell her to do that. So what does that mean to her life? You know, what principles has she learned? And as a father, stepping back and saying, by the grace of God, she's understanding something. She's got a long way to go. I get it. But that's what being a chiropractor and studying this way of life has really taught me, because I wasn't raised this way.
Mm-hmm. It turns out amazing human beings when you raise your children in that understanding and that knowing that the body heals itself, and to look within and follow your gut instincts and to leave the world a better place than you found it.
Like, you see it with your own kids, right?
I do. I do. I've got two daughters off of college, and same thing, finding them a great chiropractor to take care of them and them taking that responsibility to show up every week and get adjusted and stay committed to taking care of themselves. And what I love about chiropractic kids is they just know it's what they do. They don't question, well, you know, I feel okay this week, or, you know, I don't really have time. I mean, it's just, it's a commitment. It's a way of life. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing your chiropractic story and some of your wisdom that you've accumulated over the past 20 plus years being a chiropractor. The show today was sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49 in Meredith, Pembroke, or in Epping. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. You can find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. And once again, a big shout out to Dr. Steve Judson for being with us today. How can our listeners find your podcast?
The podcast is on iTunes and Spotify. It's Wake Up Humans, H-U-M-A-N-S. I know my New York accent sometimes gets it. It's the Wake Up Humans podcast on iTunes. And we just launched another episode today, kind of regarding Thanksgiving and breaking it down. And we're having a lot of fun doing it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show. Until next time, I wish everyone a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse.